Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the realm of Hilchos Shvuos and the laws of oaths in the realm of Sefer Aflo. And we continue with, in this Perek, regarding the different terminologies of the oaths and their appropriate laws. As the Rambam opens up in Halacha Aleph regarding the measurement of the Isser of violating when one takes an oath. As the Rambam says, Misha Nishbash Lo Yechle Yim Klum. Let's say someone takes an oath that he's not going to eat anything today. And eats less than the size of an olive, Sapata is going to be exempt from a korban if it was by mistake, and Malkus if he did it deliberately. And the reason is because the in halachic terminology, eating is never less than that of an olive size. It's like eating the half of the measurement, minavelis, a treifus, when the animal died without being slaughtered, or had a moral defect, or pakriyatsman, or things like that, where although it's biblically prohibited, but one does not get lashes on that. And the chiddush is, even here where he made it with own words, doesn't make a difference. This that's prohibited is only going to be the shear of a kezais. Now, v'mama, and if he says, however, shvur shlo ichol dover zeh, says, I swear I'm not going to eat this thing, b'chol, and he eats it, then chayv is going to be liable. V'afolo haya dover shenishbalav, and even if the thing that he took an oath on was zerach argel echol, was one mustard seed, ipach has been even less than that. But since he made the oath on that specifically, so he, what's called achshebe, he gave it a significance, and it's like the halacha when one eats an ant, no matter how small it is, because it's a complete creature, then one's going to be liable, so too over here. Halacha Beis says, Ram Nishbash Lo Yitim Klum. Now, let's say he took an oath, he's not going to taste anything, V'achol Kosher and eats even a minute amount, then Chayv is going to be liable because he didn't mention the terminology of Achila in those words, tastings. That would be even a minute amount. Halacha Gimel says, Ram Mishan Nishbash Lo Yichal Yim. Let's say someone swore that he's not going to eat today. B'shasa, he didn't eat, he drank. Chayv is going to be liable, Shashti B'chal Achila, because drinking is included in halachic terminology of eating. L'fikach, therefore, M'achol B'shasa. So, hence, if someone ate and drank, and the chayv alamakas achas only going to be liable for one set of lashes, im ha'yimezit, if it was deliberately, achatas achas, or one karmachatas, im ha'yishaygik, if he did it by mistake, because it's like eating and eating and eating in one lapse of awareness, where you only have one carbon, drinking is considered eating, it's not like a separate act of something different, and therefore it's going to be one liability. Halacha dalad, nishbash li ishtayim, let's say he swore he's not going to drink today. So harizim utalechel, he's allowed to eat, because she'in achil b'chal shtia. Eating is not included in drinking. Drinking is included in eating. Now, but kami yishtu bihei chayiv, and how much does he have to drink to be liable? Nirali she'in lechayiv, but she yishtu revius, says Ram, it appears to me that he's not going to be liable until he drinks a revius haloig, kishar yisurin, like all other yisur. Now, halacha Ram continues regarding the amount of liabilities and the combination of different food items. As Ram says, shvush lo'echalim, let's say someone says, he swears he's not going to eat today. Vachal minin harbi, and he goes and eats many different types of foods. A shvush lo'eshtayim, where he swears, I'm not going to drink today. Vishasim minin mashkinabi, drinks many different types of beverages. And the chayv al-acha is only be liable for one, which they're all included in this rubric of not eating or not drinking. Now, v'filoman, even if he said, shvuah, I swear, shle uichal ayayim, basar, or pas, for kidneys, he specifies, I'm not going to eat meat and bread and legumes, v'achal akal, and eats it all. And the chayv al-acha is only going to be liable for one liability, because his intention was only that he's not going to eat them all. If he eats only one of them, he's actually not liable for anything. And v'kulam, and therefore it's only going to be one, because it was one thing of the whole sum total that he made forbidden. And Mekulim start from the Kezayis. And that's actually why, in this case, they were all combined for the shear of Kezayis to be liable, where, because it's like it's one species, because it was one entity of the oath that was only all of them together that he made himself prohibited. Halacha Vav, Shvur Shlo Eichel B'Shlo Eshta. Let's say he says, I swear I'm not going to eat, and I'm not going to drink. V'achel B'Shasin eats and he drinks, Tachay B'Shtayim, he's going to be liable for two. Why? Because Shashti B'Chlal Achila, drinking is included in eating. Now, since he went and he specified and he says, I'm not going to drink, well, Gila Daita is obviously revealing his intention. That he did not include the drinking in the eating, which normally it is, because if it was, then you wouldn't have to specify. You already made the oath when you said you're not going to eat. So it's like he took a separate oath on eating individually and on drinking individually. So therefore you're liable too for two separate oaths. Let's say someone says, Shvur shlo ichol pas chitin, u pas sa'irin, u pas kusmin. Someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat wheat bread, barley bread, spelt bread, v'acholni eats them all. Chayv kol achas v'achas, liable for each one individually. Why? Shlo yom pas a pas a pas. Why do you say bread and bread and bread? Elachalik. To divide, to separate. Ulachayv kol achas, and to make a separate liability, as if a separate oath on each one, because he could have just said, shlo ichol pas chitin, sa'irin, kusmin. I'm saying the word pas, it seems it wants to indicate a separate oath on each one individually. Let's say his friend was pressing him to eat by him. Vamalai says to him, boy, you're saying me, come drink with me, yain, b'chol v'dvash, wine, milk, honey, whatever it is, Vamani says, Shvu, I swear, she'eni she'esi yain b'chol b'dvash. I'm not going to drink wine with you, milk with you, honey with you, b'shasim, and he drank from them. Chayav kol achas v'achas b'fnei here also has in the previous halacha, is going to be liable on each one individually. Why? Because what the person should have said is, Shvu, she'eni she'esi klum, I swear I'm not going to drink anything. Oy ma'ashamarta, or what you have said. Now, mishchaza ufarat, but with the fact that he repeated and he specified, that he revealed his intention that he wanted to take an individual oath on every single type on its own. Now, therefore, since Yechayev on each one individually, in this case, Eimin start from Zemazet, which is the inverse of what we said in the prior halacha, that the different types, the wine with the milk and the honey, are not going to combine one with the other. You're not going to rely on until you eat the measurement of whatever it is, if it's a liquid or a solid, that of a kezias or a vias, as the measurement of whatever one species it is. And the reason is, since we're saying that the individual, the independent for a separate chatois, so it's like one's like an isra of eating forbidden fats and one's like an isra of eating blood, which they don't combine half a kezias, half a kezias to make a shir kezias to be liable commission, like we explained in halachas of forbidden foods and perek da'al halacha tazayin. And here they consider like a separate shavua, and therefore they will not combine in this case. Halacha tes, we continue with the concept of ein shvuah chal al shvuah. If you already have an oath, another oath cannot take effect on the same thing. So halacha tes says the Rambam, shvuah shlo ichlo kikizu. Let's say someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. Oh, shlo ichlo isa, I'm not going to eat it. Doesn't say this loaf, but it. But kimish alchem and kizayis, once it is an olive size, chayev is going to be liable because that's considered an act of eating from this loaf. Now, let's say it says shvuah shlo ichlo na, that different, that variation of the word, I'm not going to eat it, it seems to indicate, as the halacha is, in the chayev atsheichel as kula. It's not going to be liable until he eats the whole loaf. Now, Amar, let's say he says two statements. Shvu shloich l'kigazu, swear I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. And shvu shloich len, I swear I'm not going to eat it, which that's only liable if you eat the whole thing. V'achalan eats the whole loaf. In the chayev atsheichel is only going to be liable for one set of lashes, because the second oath is not going to take effect at all. Because in the first oath, he's already forbidden to eat even just an olive size of it. For sure, he's not going to eat the whole thing. So that's ein shvu chal shvu. The second oath cannot take effect. He's already prohibited even less than that. Halacha yud. Let's say he says, shvu shlo ichal yem. Swear, I'm not going to eat today. Which, that sounds like even a kezayis. Because that's the shvu chila. And then he swears regarding a loaf of bread, shlo ichal, and he's not going to eat it. V'achal kula b'yisa yem, and eats a whole loaf of bread that day. And the Chayav al-Acha is only liable for one lashes, again, because in Shavu Chal HaShavu, he's already forbidden a kezayis, for sure, he's not eating anything kezayis, for sure, this loaf. Is there anything that's similar to this, as the Ram says, in Shavu Chal HaShavu, because the oath cannot take effect on something that's already prohibited from a prior oath. Now, but let's say the other way around. Let's say he swears on loaf bread, he's not going to eat it, which we said that's only a violation if you eat the whole thing. And then he goes and he swears that he's not going to eat anything, which that would be even a shevet kezayis. Or shlo yichal kikazu, he's not going to eat this loaf of bread, which we also said means just even an olive size of it. V'achal kula, and then he eats the whole loaf of bread. In this situation, chayiv shtam is milayv for two sets of lashes. Why? Shebeshosh nishba betchil shlo yichlenu, because initially when he took the oath, he's not going to eat shlo yichlenu, not going to eat it. That we said in the chayiv shlo yichal kula, that libel is only eat a whole thing. And that means anything less than that, even a few kezayisim, unless you eat the whole thing, you never took an oath on. That's not forbidden. Oh, so k'shechazav nishba shleichel klum. So when he subsequently took another oath that he's not going to taste anything, he's not going to eat it, which means even the kezayis of it, mishayochem many kezayis is chayv. And the moment you eat because of the second oath, an olive size of it, you're going to be liable. So that's the first set of lashes you get. K'shechazav kula, then when you eat all of it, yischayv b'shuv rishon, he's going to be liable for the initial oath, which didn't uproot the first oath. That's for sure there. And therefore, you can be chayv for two, one for the second one that could be chal because it's even for that of a kezayis, and then of the first one when you eat the whole thing. Halacha Yud Aleph, similarly, shvu shlo ichal teinu. Let's say someone took an oath that he's not going to eat figs. V'chazav nishbal teinu va'alanav. Then he took another oath that he's not going to eat figs nor grapes. Chayv al teinu shtayim. When he eats the figs, he's liable for two sets of lashes. Why? Shari kol ha teinim shenesu b'shvu rishon, because he included the figs, which, yes, were already forbidden from the first oath, but he included manav m'shayim mutarim. The second oath was including with grapes, which were never forbidden, and were still permitted. Since the second oath takes effect, because it's taking effect on the grapes, which were never forbidden, so chalal tein will also take effect on the figs. When the schayb shtich was in the beginning for two oaths, like we explained the halachas of forbidden food items and perikas halacha vav, where yes, although ein es chal lissa, and we're saying in shvu chalal shvuah, but when the second iser is including other things which were initially permitted, and now you're making it forbidden, with that Isser, is even those which already prior had been forbidden are now going to be included in the new second Isser, which that's known as Isser Kail. He wrote, so this second oath is Kail, including other things, and then it will also include what was already previously forbidden. Therefore, the fig will have two sets of lashes. Halachit Beis, says the Rambam, similar contrast as in the previous cases regarding depending on the order, what the halach is going to be, if you're going to have two or one, shvu'u shlo oichel shmoneh. Let's say someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat eight pieces of whatever it is. Shvu'u shlo oichel tisha, and then he says, I swear I'm not going to eat nine. And then shvu'u shlo oichel esa, I swear I'm not going to eat ten. So ben shachal shmoneh, whether if it eats eight, or ben shachal tisha, whether it eats nine, ben shachal esa, whether it eats ten, doesn't make a difference. In the chayv al-achad, Alech is only reliable for one set of lashes, and the reason is because of the first oath, because he already took an oath he's not going to eat eight. Obviously, 8 includes 9 and 10, because you can't eat 10 or 9 without eating 8, and therefore you're already forbidden because of 8, and therefore, ein shvur chala al shvur. Now, halachi yid gimel, but let's say the other way around. Let's say shvur shlo eichel esel. Let's say he first took an oath, I'm not going to eat 10 pieces. Then, shvur shlo eichel teshe, he says, I swear I'm not going to eat even 9. And then shvur shlo eichel shmein, he says, I swear I'm not going to eat 8. Oh, so then, a mochel esel, he eats 10 pieces, chayv shalish, you're going to be liable for 3 sets of lashes. I'll call shvur shvur achas on every single oath, 1, because when you took 10, that was one oath. 9 is including the one that was, he's never forbidden in 9. So now that he's eating 10, he ate 10 and he violated the oath of the 9. And when he ate 10, then he violated the oath of the 8. And v'chein nochal teshe, so if he eats 9, chayv shtayim, he'll be liable for 2. And nochal shemen, if he eats 8, chayv ach is only liable for 1, obviously because he didn't do the 9 or the 10. But you will be liable for each one because that's not consider in Shvu'u Chal HaShvu'u because you are including something that was not prior forbidden. Lachid Dal Ram continues with something that is similar to a concept of like Chatzi Shir, which Ram says, Shvu'u Shlo Eichel Tehem. Let's say someone takes an oath, I'm not going to eat figs. Then he swears that he's not going to eat figs and grapes as one, which this is specifically together. From each one, he's going to have a full measurement, which is a kezias of each type. And the second oath is taking effect when only if he'll eat both of them. So since, again, he's including grapes, which he had not yet taken the oath, so it will take effect on the te'enim. But it's only, the second one's only a violation if he eats both the te'enim and another. Now, v'shagav achal te'enim. Now, the way the story goes, this halach is that the person made a mistake and he ate the figs. Now, v'hefesh carbon, now he had separated carbon, which is obviously for his first oath, because the second oath he didn't violate yet, because that's only if he has figs and grapes. So he separated carbon. And then subsequently he forgot, and then he ate the grapes, which is in the lapse of the second oath, which was only forbidden in the second oath. So in the Chayv al Novim, he's not going to be liable for the grapes. Why? Because this is like the halacha of Chatzi Shir, which we had previously mentioned. The figs will not combine to supplement, because what do you mean? You ate the figs, and the second oath was grapes and figs, and you're eating grapes? No, because once you already separated carbon because of your first oath, so the separation of the carbon is like interrupts the two of them. It's like not a bahalama achas, and it's as if you already had an atonement for that, and like as if you didn't eat it. And therefore, ve'imavein carbon al chateshe, you don't make a carbon on the half a measurement of the grapes, and you're only going to have that carbon that you had for the ta'inim from the first oath. So someone took an oath that he's not going to eat 10 pieces. Then he took an oath that he's not going to eat 10 and 9. So for example, let's say someone took an oath, the first oath was not going to eat 10 figs. The second oath was, I'm not going to eat these 10 figs and another 9. Oh, so a second oath is taking effect on the 10 because it's taking effect on the new 9 that wasn't forbidden in the first one, like the halacha of the figs and the grapes that we said in halacha yidalf. Now, v'achal esav hefesh karben, which is similar to the previous halacha. He ate the 10, which was in the first oath and the second oath, v'hefesh karben, and he separated carbon, which obviously for the first oath. V'chazav v'shagav v'achal tesh, and then he made a mistake, and then he went, those extra 9 was prohibited subsequently in the second oath. Ahiros arizik kechatzish, it's like half of a measurement, because the second oath is only the grapes with the figs, and the figs are already like independent, because you already separated carbon for that. And v'imavim carbon lechatzish, you don't make a carbon for, although you're not allowed to violate, but you don't make a carbon for a half a measurement of the issa. Like we said, because the concept of the second oath was not to eat nine and 10, and the 10 is like not combining, and for the 9 itself, one does not bring a carbon. Halacha design, Ram continues regarding what happens if the stipulations in regards to the oath that was taken. Let someone takes an oath, I swear I'm not going to eat this large loaf of bread. Only if I eat this small loaf, then I swear I'm not going to eat the large loaf. So in this is a chiddush. Even if he forgot the stipulation at the time when he ate the small loaf, he forgot that if he's going to eat that, then he's going to be forbidden to eat the large one. But when he ate the large one, he remembered by that point already that, I ate the small one already, I'm not allowed to eat the large one, and still deliberately he goes and eats it. So he's going to be liable, lashes, if obviously they warned him before he ate the large one, don't eat this one because you already ate the stipulated loaf, the small one, you became forbidden. So since he has his awareness at the time when he's going to do the one that's the actual Isser itself, not the Tnai, as we're going to explain, that's not the primary one. So then he's going to be liable for lashes. Now, let's say Achal HaSakitana, let's say he ate the small one, which at the time he ate the small one, he recalled the condition. If I'm going to eat the small one, that means the big one becomes forbidden. So he knows when he's eating the small one, that's going to make the big one forbidden. But v'shachach, after he ate the small one, he forgot. And he ate the large loaf. And he didn't realize it. He thought that the large one was not forbidden. Because he forgot about the small one. So Potter is going to be exempt because since he is in error, when he was eating the loaf that is the big one that's prohibited, he's even exempt from a carbon, as we had explained in Paragim al Chavav. That's considered like an oinis when it's regarding the laws of a shvua. Now, Ochashtein b'shkoga, let's say he eats both of them with unawareness, the small one and the big one. So they're also, but this is going to be exempt. Now, Shtein b'mezev, he eats both of them deliberately, meaning he knows by both of them that this is problematic regarding the oath. Then, b'in sh'ochel ha'gadol b'tchil, then even, and this is the bigger chiddush, even if he eats a large loaf first, and they warn him, don't eat this one, and you have to have a warning to get lashes, because you might eat the small one and then retroactively be liable for having eaten the large one. So although that's a hasra safek, it's a doubtful warning, because you don't know when you're warning him if he's going to ultimately eat the small one and be liable, still he's going to get lashes, because the Rambam Pasuk in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the hasra safek shma hasra, a doubtful warning is considered a warning. So whether he ate the large one first, or for sure if he ate the large one second, after he had already eaten the small one, Chayiv is going to be liable because, again, the primary thing is that the effect of the oath is dependent on when are you on regards to the eating of the loaf that's the prohibited one. And if you have your awareness, b'mezit, which in this case you're b'mezit by both, then this is going to be a liability. But if let's say he was shaygig when he ate the iser, and even if he was with his awareness when he ate the stipulated one, the oath is not going to take effect because it has to be adam b'shas shvu, he has to be with his awareness at the time when he's violating the oath. Same thing is if let's say he made each one dependent on the other one. And he swore and he said, I swear I'm not going to eat any one of them if I eat the other one. So it comes out really, essentially, anytime you eat the first one, whichever one is the big loaf, the small loaf, that's going to be the tnai for the second one that you're going to end up eating, and the prohibited one is going to be the second one that you're eating. Now, he forgot the stipulation, whether he was aware that the stipulation at the time doesn't make a difference, like we said. But when he came to eat the second one, he forgot the stipulation, and he ate the second one. He forgot the stipulation, and he ate one of them, which is the first one, which that's at night, which we said that's not significant, because as long as he ate the second one deliberately, Sechayiv is going to be liable lashes, because again, at the time of eating the Isser, he was deliberately, and his effect of the oath is when he eats that, which is the forbidden one, although like we said, at the time of the Tanai, he didn't know, but again, the main effect is the one of that's the prohibited one. Halacha Yitas, now, let's say he ate the first one deliberately, that was always the Tznai one, because each one is dependent on the other one. Vashni b'shkag, and the second one he ate by mistake, again, Potter is going to be exempt, because at the time of the end of this, he was b'shagig, and therefore he didn't have Adam Shashvu, and he's going to be Potter even from a carbon. Let's say Shtei b'zadin, both of them were deliberately, and he was specifically warned when he was about to eat the second one, because that's the one that's forbidden to be eaten. Chayev, again, then he's going to be liable. Halachav the Rambam continues regarding lashes. If a person is lying at the time when he actually takes the oath, as the Rambam says, "Shvu shoichel kigizu ayyim." Let's say someone swears, "I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread today." Vav ayyim b'leichala, and shoichel kigizim. I swear that I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. Vav ayyim b'leichala, and the day passes and he doesn't eat it. So b'shagig, if this was by mistake, maybe carbon eliyard has to bring the carbon of the shvu's bitui, which is a carbon eliyard depending on the person's finances, if it's an animal or a bird or a flower offering. Now b'mezid. Or a bird offering, there's two levels, there's certain carbons, there are three levels here, it's regarding the wealthy or the medium grade person. B'mezid, if he did it deliberately, so in the like, he's not going to get lashes. Why not? What's the difference? I thought this halacha that you're chayiv for, as we see, you're going to be chayiv a carbon b'shagig. Now, the reason they're not going to get less is because he didn't do an action. Although he did violate the a false oath because he swore he's going to eat it today and he didn't, but there's a halacha of the in loikan the lav shem b'maisa, you don't get lashes, as the Gemara learns it out from a comparison from the source of where the halacha is brought out of the lav of chasima, that has to be something that had an action, and since no action, there's not going to be any lashes. Now halacha vav says ram umnim alokis, so then why does a person get lashes? Imnish b'sha'achal, let's say someone swore that he ate. He didn't eat. He swears he didn't eat. He really did eat. They also didn't do any action because the oath itself is not an action. It's just words. And the eating when he ate it, although that's an action, but he was permitted to eat back then. He didn't do anything wrong then. He just subsequently said a lie about what and he swore to that effect. So why is there lashes in that case? Says Ram, because in this case, when the moment he swears, he's swearing falsely. Because he knows he didn't eat, and he's swearing falsely. So that's similar to a shavua shav, a oath in vain, because he's switching something which the reality is obviously denying what he's saying. And the Torah tells us that even though there's no action, he's going to be liable, like the pasuk says in Shemais by the Seres Adibis, K'lo yinaka Hashem, Hashem is not going to cleanse whoever is yisei shmoy la'shav. Which, what that tells us is that Bezen Shamal is not going to cleanse the person, but Bezen Shamato will give him lashes and cleanse him. Now, since it says in this pasuk lashav two times, the Torah is including a shavu sheker from the past tense, which is similar to shavu shav, because when you're saying it, you're saying it in vain, because that's the same as like an oath of man, you're saying that this man's a woman or that this man's a man. It's in vain. Here also, it's right away with you. You're saying it, you're doing something wrong. Therefore, there's going to be lashes, because in contrast, let's say someone swears that he's going to do something for loyos and he didn't do it. Well, in a shavu sheker mishas shavu, that's not a false oath from the moment that he took the oath. Later on the day, when the day passed and he didn't do what he swore, then it was a false. And therefore, that's not similar to shav, which is the moment that you say it, and therefore there's not going to be lashes. Halacha Beis Ram continues regarding situations when there is an oath regarding with one's friends. So, Misha Malacham, if someone tells his friend, Shvu lo echlach, I swear I'm not going to eat by you. Or similar terminology, I swear I'm not going to eat by you. Or let's say the host was pressing him to eat by him. And he refuses, and he swears, and he says, I swear that if I'm going to eat by you, meaning like this, I'm taking an oath if I'm going to eat by you, it's essentially saying, I'm not going to eat by you. So too, if let's say he says, which means to say that it's not going to be forbidden on the oath what I'm not going to eat by you, which the inference is, yeah, but what I am going to eat by you is forbidden on the oath. So kol eila, so in all these different type of terminologies make it forbidden. And therefore, he swore that he's not going to eat by him. Now, even if he says all these different sentences, all these different phrases, he violates and he eats by him, in the chayav al-achas, is still only going to be liable for one liability because of the concept of ancient shvu chal, where they're all saying the same thing. So even though he says it in many different ways, it's still going to be only one liability of the oath of saying that he was not going to eat by him.